Hey everybody, this is Randy Calkins II. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, and I'm very excited about the subject that we're talking about. We're talking about finances. That's right, we're talking about finances. Today's title is entitled Financial Amnesia. I'm going to say it one more time. Financial Amnesia. And Deuteronomy 8:18, probably one of my favorite verses of scripture. It says, "Remember the Lord your God that gives you the power to become rich." I want to ask you a question. Can God trust you with money? Do you have the courage to thank him publicly for what he's given you? Do you ever notice how some of us, or some of you who praised him when you had very little, suddenly become image conscious when we start to prosper? We call on God when we're in trouble, but when we get back on our feet, we stop counting our blessings and start counting our money. What happened? Because we've become so self-sufficient that we're reluctant to mention the name of Jesus when we talk about our blessings. Israel's financial amnesia was nothing new. It happened once you start believing it, quote, "it was my own power and might that made me wealthy." And never get so dazzled by success that you forget the source of everything that you have, or become so caught up in your blessings that you fail to acknowledge the one who blessed you. It's not bad to have blessings. It's not bad to have riches. It's not bad to prosper, but you have to remember who gave it to you. God told the Israelites, when you have become prosperous, when you built fine homes and your silver and gold have multiplied, don't become proud and forget the Lord who brought you out of slavery. In other words, never forget where you came from. So God doesn't condemn success, he condemns arrogance. I'm going to say that one more time. God doesn't condemn success, he condemns arrogance. When you've had very little and suddenly enter the quote promised land, it's easy to forget where you came from. A few gourmet meals, a few designer suits, and a house in the right neighborhood can make you forget about yesterday's hand-me-downs. God constantly had to remind his people not to overlook his goodness to them. And the same applies to us. Remember the Lord that gives you the power to become rich. And just as he caused other nations in the past to perish, that will be your fate if you don't obey God. Bottom line, you don't have anything that God didn't give you. Let's pray very, very quickly. Lord, I thank you for my dear friend and my partner that's watching this today. And I thank you that they're not getting caught up in the blessings. I thank you that they're not forgetting where their source is. I thank you that they're not looking as money as their God, but God is their source that gives them the power to get wealth and to get rich in every area of their life. God, we know it's not bad to have things on this earth. We know it's not bad to have good things on this earth. We all love great things. We all love having great finances. We all love being blessed. But God, let us not forget our source. Let us not forget our true source, and that is you. And we decree that and declare that in your name, God. Let us never forget where our source is. In Jesus' name, we decree it and we declare it. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. Stay connected with us at RandyCalkinsMinistries.com and also all of our social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that great stuff. I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.